Okay, April 27th, 2022, 6:03 PM, meeting of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, public hearing on our preliminary budget. Calling the meeting to order. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice,
for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Pitney, would you like to do the roll call?
Yes, sir. Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Gray?
He is present. He's here.
Thank you. Ms. Kimball?
Present.
Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Orazetti? Ms. Patel?
Present.
Ms. Portoso?
Present.
Polis?
Present.
And Mr. Santos?
Present.
Okay, so
nine members.
Thank you, Ms. Pitney. Okay, so moving on, the public portion, public hearing. Again, we're here tonight as a vote to. I hope everyone had a chance to look at the budget. We're here to listen to some final comments on what we have planned from the public. It's about 6:05 now. I certainly want to give everybody an opportunity who wants to speak to speak. So we'll give the floor. I will just ask for our public who do wish to speak to be mindful of time. So I do want to give everyone the floor and some time. If it gets a little long, I will ask, I will interject, in that way. But please feel comfortable, to speak 3 to 5, whatever minutes, to get some points in and let us have some more things to mull and consider before our final vote. So with that, let me ask, would anyone from the public care to speak?
I would like to speak.
Please say your name and address for the record.
Javante Ramos. I'm the chief of the Storm Ambulance Corps out of Murray Avenue in Shelton, Connecticut. That's my home address.
Thank you, Mr. Ramos. The floor is yours.
All right. I'm speaking tonight to express our gratitude and appreciation of the funds that we're receiving by the city. We know it's a challenge to balance a budget and try to satisfy everyone. So thank you for what you do. However, my purpose here tonight is not regarding the budget. I would like to make a statement regarding the validity the statements made by Mr. Roche regarding our finances and ability to access them on our last two boat meeting calls. We have provided any and all information that has been requested of us and will continue to do so. These statements made by Mr. Roche were blatant, unwarranted, and false. It is well known that for years, the tax board has had a biased issue with the ambulance corps. However, we would like quite the opposite. From this point on, we desire to have a good working relationship with the tax board and every other city organization. I invite every member of the tax board to come down to the ambulance corps building to get a real feel of what we do, the type of organization that we are, and meet the individuals who take the time out of their day to give back to the people of the city of Derby. These disrespectful and defamatory comments will not be tolerated by myself or the members of the Storm Ambulance Corps. Respectfully submitted, Chief Javante Ramos. That is all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Ramos. Can I ask you to share your address for the Storm Ambulance? Because I will take you up on that offer.
All right. The Ambulance Corps address is 151 Olivia Street in Derby.
Thank you so much. Would anyone from the public care to speak?
Chair, this is Melissa Mangillo.
Mrs. Mangillo, thank you, and thank you for your service as a member of the Board of Education.
Thank you. My address is 8 Lombardi Drive here in Derby. I just feel the need to clarify a few items for the public and for the board as they form their opinions and make decisions on the budget concerning the Board of Ed. For those of you who may have listened to the mayor's meeting with the Municipal Finance Advisory Council, there was some ambiguity in the mayor's statements to the council that I'd like to fill in with facts on behalf of the Board of Ed. In my opinion, the mayor's statements may have left you with a lack of confidence in the management of the finances of the Board of Ed. In actuality, managing our money has remained a top priority. Yes, we did have a resignation of a business manager. And what the council suggested we do to move forward is exactly what we actually did. We filled in the gap with a professional consultant and we addressed our hiring needs. Back in November of 2021, the board approved the superintendent's suggested hiring of an outside agency, Twin Lakes, to complete the required and requested monthly accrual of bank accounts. That has since been completed, and the city's auditor, John Acabella, has confirmed that he has everything he needs from the board. At this point, we've recruited and hired a new business manager who will start in May. And in the meantime, we've retained Mark Izzo, the previous business manager, as a consultant to oversee and keep the finances up to date. There's been no lapse, a lack of oversight on our end. And Mr. Izzo has agreed to remain on as a consultant to properly onboard this new hire for us. In addition, I just want to thank the board members for their diligence and the time they've spent deliberating this budget and the effort they've made to fight for answers and transparency, find money and appropriate it in the best interest of the future of our city. With that said, I recognize there still remains a large gap between what we need to properly run our schools and what's being proposed. I would encourage you to take another comb through the budget and see where else you might find additional funds to move over and do what you can to get as much as you can to our board. I wouldn't encourage a mill rate increase as I don't feel that we should put anything more on the taxpayers. I am, however, suggesting that when the time comes to select municipal leadership, that we as voters make it a top priority to select a candidate who has an actual plan and the capacity to execute, develop economic development for our city. Our expenses will continue to grow as they do everywhere. And as a town, we need people in leadership who know how to grow our income and get things done. And who in addition feels like all of the needs of the town, especially our children and our largest group of city employees are part of their responsibility and not someone else's problem. Unfortunately, we don't have that at the moment. So I thank you and I appreciate all that you've done. And I again hope that you'll take another look and see where else you might find more funds for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Mangillo. I appreciate your comments. Would anyone from the public care to speak?
I would.
Yeah. I believe this is Mr. Canty. Would you state your name and address for the record?
Brendan Canty, 160 Shag Park Drive, Derby, Connecticut. I'm also one of the assistant chiefs at Storm Ambulance.
Thank you.
So obviously, like my colleague said, we're very appreciative for the funds that we're receiving from the city. It helps us out a lot. But also, you know, as a taxpayer in the city, as well as a department head, it's disheartening when we hear these, you know, malicious comments made by certain members of the of different boards. And at this point, you know, we don't want any animosity. We have a new, you know, we have a new administration. You guys have a lot of new members on the board. We want to be able to work together and have a great working relationship. And I hope that you guys do take up the offer, come on down to the ambulance corps and see what we do and meet our people. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Canty. Would anyone from the public care to speak?
Yes, Jeff, I'd like to.
Mrs. Harris, thank you. And again, believe you're a Board of Education member and thank you for your service as always. I know you've been a tenured member.
Thank you, Jeff.
Amongst other things.
Oh, yeah. The list goes on like everybody else, right?
You got it. Thank you. The floor is yours.
Laura Harris, 511 Roosevelt Drive, Board of Education for a lot of years, and I'm a new grandma. Yay. I wanted to. Thanks. I just want to thank everybody on the board, especially the tax board, putting the time in. Appreciate it. But I also wanted to invite anybody from the tax board or any city employee or citizen to come and join me next Wednesday. I'm going to be visiting the Irving Elementary School and would love to have some of our board members and citizens to join me at 10 o'clock at Irving to see what we do in our schools, what our teachers do for all our students, what our staff does for all our students. Please try and make it. I would also like to try and get our finance subcommittee together with our tax board members to have a future dialogue on our alliance grant monies. I think it's important for us to get on the same page with the operating costs. And I would welcome a couple of meetings, maybe in the summertime, we could try and get together. I'm sure Dr. Conway, our new business manager, and hopefully a couple of the folks at the City Hall would be willing to do that. So I'm going to leave that in your lap, Jeff, for now, and then maybe we could try and come up with a couple of dates. Because I think the more dialogue we have on budgets would just help everybody all around, especially our staff and students. Thank you.
I love that idea. Thank you. Would anyone else from the public care to speak? Would anyone else from the public care to speak?
Yes, good evening. Karen Chemises.
Mrs. Chemises, thank you. Your floor is yours if you can just give your address.
Yes, it's 25 John Street.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to thank you all. I've sat through all of these hearings and all of your workshops, and you've certainly had a lot of work to do. And I thank you for all that time and effort that you put in. Being that you have many new members to the board, you've had quite a learning curve this season, especially with the absence of the finance director. At the start of this process, I did speak about the stability of the finance department, and I was looking forward to seeing a lot of continuity with the new director that was hired. Unfortunately, you had to struggle through this whole process without her, and hopefully that can be resolved as soon as possible. The comments from the state are disheartening, so I hope that we can see us moving forward rather quickly. My questions as far as the budget itself, it covers many different areas of the budget. First, I'd like, if possible, for you to detail what the special working balance, the $275,000, what those funds are being earmarked for. I know that there was various things mentioned, but it would be nice to have it clear for the record. The second thing I noticed is that we are funding the pension fund for $1 million. Last year, we funded almost $1 million also, and that only brought it up to 80%. So my question is, at what percentage are we now as far as the funding to the pension department, and what impacts that would have for us down in the future? The third is the parking authority. I see that we have it listed as revenues of $60,000 from receipts and then $20,000 from tickets, so $80,000. But the expenses is $116,718. When the park authority was working before it was disbanded, they were separate from the budget of the city of Derby. And they did sustain themselves independent of the budget of the city of Derby. We've, of course, since had things change, and now it's being partially managed by in-house people as well as a private contractor. But we're talking a shortfall of $36,000. And going forward, is this something that we should be expecting, that we're going to be funding that parking authority, or is the management that we've retained, maybe that's something that needs to be looked at?
I apologize. Please finish, and then I'll try to do my best here. Please finish. I'm sorry.
Okay, a couple more. The allocating revenue of $947,492 from the fund balance to bring the budget in line without a mill increase. For the past few years, we've been suffering mill increases because we were having to replenish that fund balance. So I'd be curious how healthy the fund balance is now. And I know that it was mentioned briefly by Mr. Mayhew, and I didn't catch all of his comments. So I'd be curious to hear a little bit more detail on that. Number five is the ARPA funds for purchasing fire equipment and police vehicles. I know that that was questioned whether or not that was a verifiable expense from ARPA. And I hope that you've done your research prior to the adoption of this budget so that we can continue that capital purchases of that equipment. That's been something that's been being done for more than a decade now, and it's proven to be very, very stable versus years past when all of a sudden everybody was scrambling trying to figure out how are we going to buy this equipment. Finally, the Board of Education. You've had many discussions throughout this process that were very, very interesting. You've mentioned, or Dr. Conway mentioned, about $72,000 possibly available from insurance savings. There was other comments about various parts of the budget that maybe money could be taken from that line item to go into the Board of Education. Well, I fully understand Mr. Carlone's comments in terms of not overfunding them, that places the future burden of having to always meet that threshold. I think that the Board of Education does a lot with what little they receive, and hopefully you can see fit to give them a bit of funding. Finally, I understand doing my own budget at home that there's always more needs than there is money. So I thank you for all your efforts. And I just wish to say, you know, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I don't want to engage in too much question and answer. I will do my best to address a couple of things. First, as far as the pension, I cannot honestly answer your question as I do not know. I am a member of the pension board, and I believe that question could be somewhat directed towards that group for a better, more thorough answer. For a second, point about the parking authority. I also noticed the revenue versus expense side and was not in love with that. And I think that is an issue that needs to be addressed, as it would be funding an unprofitable business, is the way I looked at it. And I definitely have that on my radar. Third, as far as the special working balance, it was outlined by Mrs. DeRoche, actually, who had gotten some information from a earlier meeting with the state, and the five items that were discussed were shared on the record last night, and I just don't have my notes in front of me, and I don't want to misspeak to you. However, I can assure you, as this board has kind of coalesced here and found our groove of working together, we have been at a disadvantage without a finance director, and we have been at a disadvantage of trying to learn some of the basics of government and municipalities and the way the finances work. I can assure you, we will not just have a rubber stamp for all special working balance transfers. I am a taxpayer in the city, as is every other member of this board, and I take very seriously what we are doing here. That said, this is not a piggy bank. So whoever is making those requests will have to come in front of us. We need to understand why, and if it is not earmarked as it was told to us in this budget process, I can assure you it will not be allocated. Finally, as far as the ARPA funds and need for capital equipment, at some point I have to take what I am told at face value. The need for capital equipment has been strongly expressed in many meetings here from different departments, including the police, including public works. We were told about what some of the designations that ARPA grants were used for and that we would be expecting. That is why they're not funded the way they were in some of our line items. At that point, I cannot go beyond the, because I don't have the answer. So I hope I answered you thoroughly. I appreciate your kind words, and we do all take this very seriously.
Oh, that is very clear, and thank you again.
Would anyone else from the public care to speak?
Yes, Anila Malerba from 41 Lakeview Terrace. first, I just want to say I think it's absolutely disgraceful that you guys, that the boat as volunteers had to do this on their own without any finance director. So I give you guys a lot of credit for having to put up with that. With that being said, there's just a few things I want to bring up. The first thing is, I noticed the state questioned the mayor's budget. So I think it would be good just to, if possible, to check those numbers that he provided. If they're questioning it, it would be good to at least, double check that. I also think that it's not a good policy to use the fund balance on operating expenses. And, but unfortunately, that's what happens when we have a mayor that just absolutely abandons his responsibility. And that's all I want to say. Thank you for your time and for your work for the city.
Mr. Malerba, thank you. And a additional comment on that last part that you had just said. We have talked as a group and on separate occasions about funding revenue through the fund balance. It is something none of us are necessarily comfortable with. And again, some of the logic that we had is tweaking the revenue, which has not traditionally been something that the boat does, according to what we've been told. And just looking back on a few things, again, we have to take a leap of faith that some of what we're being told is at face value. So some of the questions that you would pose to us are definitely in our mind. It's part of the reasoning for some of the bigger fund working balance accounts for this budget season upcoming. And we look forward to, again, monitoring that very closely and understanding where we have opportunity to stop funding our revenue through our what is essentially our city's fund. And one other question, I believe the number was around $5 million with at least $950,000 being allocated for next year's budget. I'm sorry, Ms. Camise has asked that, and I want to address that as well. Anyone else from the public care to speak? Would any other member from the public care to speak?
Dan Abrams, I'm the Director of Finance for the Ambulance Corps.
Thank you, Mr. Abrams. And if you don't mind, just giving your address.
My address is 324 Juniper Drive in Orange.
Thank you.
And again, I am the director for the director of finance for the Storm Ambulance Corps. So I want to tell the board, we as the representative for the finances for the Ambulance Corps, we appreciate the work that you must do. You must have to do to create a budget that serves the city of Derby. It's not lost on us that there's a lot of agencies vying for a limited pool of funding. The Ambulance Corps, we've done our best to create a transparent and open atmosphere. And frankly, hearing the comments from some of the board members, it's been very disheartening. So I'm echoing the statements of our chiefs. Our finances and budget have been provided as part of our annual process. As a 501c3, our tax returns are published out in the open. They're on the internet. Anyone can see what we have, what we do, how we spend our money. We've offered in every discussion that we have with the board the opportunity to take additional questions. We've never been taken up on that. So if there are still uncertainties about our organization, I implore you, each and every one of you, to take Chief Ramos's offer to visit our headquarters, 151 Olivia Street. And please, at that time, come armed with your questions. We'll answer them openly, honestly, to the best of our ability. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Abrams. And just for the record, Mr. Ramos has engaged with us on several different meetings. Maybe not particular to the line items in your finances, but he has been present and we have been engaging him in discussions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else from the public care to speak? I'll make a second call for anyone from the public. Would they like to speak? One more third call. Would anyone else from the public care to speak? (Clears And I will give a fourth and final call as this is the public hearing. Would anyone from the public care to speak? Okay, with that, we will close the public portion of our meeting. Okay, so for the members of the board, I believe Mr. Garfalo, are you still there? Has the invite gone out for our vote for tomorrow?
I just sent it.
Okay, perfect. So based on our talk the other night with scheduling things, we're going to move our meeting to a little bit later. So please, there will be opportunity. I think what the time we selected is for all 10 members to be present. I mean, obviously, I'd like to vote on the final vote and the adoption of this preliminary budget. We will have probably some discussion based on what we've heard here tonight. So I just ask, please digest what we've been told. Take your final comb through as suggested by Mrs. Mongillo and other members here to look at where there's other potentials that we might tweak. And at this point, again, I'm expecting tomorrow that we'll have all 10 members for this, some further discussion and what will be our final vote, our final adoption vote. With that, I will take a motion to adjourn unless there's any other comments from our board.
Jeff, at what time tomorrow are we expecting to meet?
I believe we set the time for 7.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And let me ask Ms. Kimball, is 7 o'clock an ample enough time for you to join?
7's perfect. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. I will take a motion. Go ahead, Mr. Garfalo.
Mr. Chair. I'm sorry. Just one housekeeping for Ms. Kimball. Did you get the email?
The one you just sent?
Yes.
I just got it. Yeah, I did. Thanks.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have your correct email because nobody sent it. So I just want to make sure that you're in the loop. So
thank you so much.
And one more housekeeping item, just for the vote. I believe Mr. Garfalo, so we had just a little error on our one of our line items in the town clerk's budget. The department total is correct. We just needed to go back and adjust the line item. So I've done that, and I'll send you. I'll send the final like version of our preliminary budget. There is no other changes. Everything that we'd voted on is still intact. It's just there. I didn't adjust the line items accordingly. I accidentally deleted the formula for the town clerks. So it is corrected. I'll send it out this evening so you guys can have one final perusal of everything before tomorrow's meeting. So again, with that, I will take a motion to adjourn unless there's any other comments.
Roberto Santos, make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Roberto. Is there a second?
I'll second. Person Wright.
Thank you, Mrs. Wright, Mancini Wright. Meeting is adjourned. Have a great evening, everybody, and thank you to the public for your comments. I appreciate it. And to the volunteers and other boards, I appreciate you and all that you do for our town. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
6:31 p.m.